The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And I spread my warm wishes, best wishes to all of you in all directions from here and all around the globe. So thank you for being part of this. So, the topic of this week is delusion, and I think it's helpful to keep in mind, or consider at least, that delusion, the way it operates in a conscious way, is through thoughts. Through the thinking mind, we have ideas. Delusion has had to do with ideas of what's there, whether it's verbal ideas or we see, we have imagery of things. Some people think more in images than in thought, than in words. One of the, you know, we'll talk more later about how to practice with delusion, but for now I'd like to keep it very simple, because simplicity is what can help us see delusion. When the mind is complicated with lots of thoughts and ideas, it's much harder to see. It's kind of like a piece of cloth which is filled with stains. It's hard to see one more stain. But if the cloth is stain-free, then a single stain stands out. So a simple mind sees more clearly what's going on, because we can see when it, you know, when things arise, when things appear. And so in that delusion has its connection with thinking, I want to offer a very simple practice around thinking today. And that is that as you meditate, if or when you have thoughts, you notice yourself thinking. This is an important part of mindfulness, to notice we're thinking. And sometimes we use mental note, thinking, or we just clearly are aware of thinking and then return to the breathing. But today, when you notice yourself thinking, gently, perhaps lovingly, say two words. And those two words are, not now. Just gently, not now. Now's not the time to be involved in this thinking. Now's the time for a quieter, calmer awareness that is not thought-based. So maybe it's a sensation-based, or sensing-based, or observing-based, just kind of perceiving more directly, not through the medium of discursive thought, not through the medium of conversational thought, or analytical thought, or story thought. And so when this more active thinking of discursive thoughts and train of thinking begins, just tell yourself, not now, not now. And then about halfway through, I'll offer two other words. We'll switch to something else. But just not now. And if you have long periods of time when you're not really involved in thinking, then you don't have to say those words. But when you find yourself, oh, now I'm in thinking, I'm pulled into that world, not now. And kind of like step back. Step away, and then return to your breathing and stay with the physical sensations of the body breathing. And when the next thinking comes up, not now. And if you have to say not now, you know, every 2 seconds, you know, because thoughts just keep coming, do so gently, lovingly, so the not now is a balm for the mind and heart, if the medicine, so that the not now is a calming, reassuring, offering some degree of ease, of peace, of equanimity to what's there. So you're not fighting your thoughts, or just not now. And that repetition of not now, that different relationship to thinking than you normally would have, maybe where you get pulled into it, or you believe it, or react to it, maybe something will begin to shift. So taking a upright, posture, metaphorically or literally, and gently close your eyes. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, imagine that you're letting your concerns and your thoughts drift away. As you exhale, those drift away and you settle in to your body. Breathing in, breathing out. And then breathing, letting your breath return to normal. And for next 4 or 5 exhales, continue to relax, open your body. Wherever it's possible to soften and relax. Settling into your breathing, settling into the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Settling into the body's experience of breathing, so you don't have to be up in the control tower watching or controlling. It's almost like awareness is centered in the body, in the body's experience of breathing. And then, in a way that seems peaceful, or peacemaking even, tell yourself the words, "Not now." See if you can say those words in your mind quietly. Quiet, calm, inner voice. "Not now." And when you begin thinking, gently say those words. There's no "not now" means this is not the time for those thoughts. They can be picked up later. Not now. without ambition or forcefulness, without even expecting, thinking to stop. And if thinking continues, just gently say it again and again, allowing there to be an openness, a peacefulness in the moment after saying it. A moment of open awareness. And when there's no more thinking, or the thinking is not compelling, return to your breathing. to offer you two other words that you can say instead of not now. You can say the words, maybe not. These words still carry the meaning of not now. Maybe they can be short for maybe not now. But also they can be, maybe it isn't so. Maybe it's not true. Maybe not. So as you find yourself thinking, peacefully say the words, maybe not. Maybe it isn't so. And allow yourself to become free of whatever those thoughts are. And begin again with your breathing. as we come to the end of this sitting, take a moment to let go and do nothing, including not even thinking. Nothing you have to do or be or become. Just a few moments here of letting yourself rest as deeply as your psychophysical system can rest at this moment. Or maybe just putting to rest the effort to do or to meditate or to be or to figure anything out. And then to bring your attention to the part of your body where your goodwill lives, where love or care, compassion, kindness is born. The part of your body that resonates with it or vibrates or opens in the presence of loving kindness. And putting aside any thoughts that interfere with your basic, simple goodwill, including the thought that it's not here now. And turning your gaze to the world around you, to the people in your lives, in your communities, across your lands, around the globe. And wishing them well. What a wonderful world it would be if people were happy and peaceful, if they weren't motivated by their anger, hostility, greed, fear. What a wonderful world it would be for all of us if the heart was motivated by its happiness. And so to wish welfare and happiness for all beings. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful and free. And may all beings be free of the delusions that give birth to fear and greed and hatred. May all beings be free of the delusions that keep them locked into their limited view of other beings. Free of delusions, may we all care for each other in this world. May all beings be happy.